move, California would have three different states. One, California, made up of six counties, L.A., Santa Barbara, Ventura. Northern California would include 40 counties from Santa Cruz to the Oregon border, including San Francisco, Sacramento, the state's current capital. And Southern California would comprise 12 counties, including Fresno, Kern, Orange, and San Diego counties. I thought we'd discuss this with Joel Kotkin. He is a professor at Chapman University here in California, also executive director of the Houston-based Center for Opportunity Urbanism. He's written a number of books, including The Human City, Urbanism for the Rest of Us. Also wrote the widely praised The New Class Conflict. Please welcome to the program Joel Kotkin. Joel, as always, thank you very much for taking the time. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Joel, what are your thoughts?
Well, you know, I think, first of all, I doubt very much that if the Republicans control any part of the Congress, that they're going to go ahead with, you know, and favor something like this, because, you know, you basically would have two more Democratic senators the way this plan would go out, because the Bay Area will outvote the rest of Northern California,
mm-hmm.
and you know, obviously the L.A. district will be pretty predictable. So, you know, you might get two Republican senators or one out of the Southern California district, but, you know, even that might be questionable.
So, Joel, out of the six new senators, we might be able to get two Republicans.
That would be about as much as I could expect.
Right.
And then the other question is, you know, then every other state will say, well, we're going to break ourselves up into, you know, you can have, you know, East and North Dakota, West and North Dakota. Mm-hmm. I mean, it would be a complete feeding frenzy. So I don't think it will go all the way, but it is raising some important issues, which is California politics, to tell you the truth, are getting boring. I mean, it's a one-party state.
Mm-hmm.
The Bay Area and L.A. outvote everybody else. And, you know, I mean, does anyone doubt who the next governor of California is going to be and whether, you know, Feinstein will be reelected? Not that I know of.
Joel Kotkin, are you still a registered Democrat?
No, I'm a independent.
Mm-hmm.
I gave up on the Democrats.
Well, Joel, this strikes me as another kind of move that this billionaire is doing to stop voters from being voters. We did this term limit thing. The idea was that voters keep putting back the same people. We have term limits, we're going to get a more responsible government. We have term limits, and now the lobbyists and special interest group have a outsized amount of power now over these politicians, because all they're doing is running for the next office because they're termed out of the current office. So one more time, it's about the voters. Why are voters pulling that lever for taxing and spending and regulating, even though it hurts the middle class and those below the middle class?
Well, I think what's happening, unfortunately, is it's almost like some sort of natural selection. The people who like the current system are staying, and the people who have reasons to leave are leaving. So, you know, we've seen, you know, nets well over a million people over the last 10 years going to other states. When you look at who is leaving, it's generally speaking, you know, people in their late 30s, early 40s with families. These are the people who tend to be most concerned about things like taxes, who are most worried about the educational system, and are the people who are at a stage in their lives where they can't afford the taxes and they can't afford the housing, so they leave. Who stays? The people who benefit from the welfare state, those people who work for the state and local government, And the you know, frankly, people like sort of like me, who bought their first house in California in 1980 and been able to make a fortune just by standing pat.
Mm-hmm. Gary is in Denton, Texas. Gary has a question, I think, Joel, for both of us. Gary, please go ahead.
Well, I was just wondering why you still live in California. You're always criticizing it.
You want to take that, Larry?
Sure. I mean, I want to make the state better, and it's a great state. I mean, it's got great natural resources, and I was born and raised here. I'm not going to leave the state because there are a bunch of dumb politicians. I want to get rid of the dumb politicians. That's what I'm trying to do.
And for my part, you know, excuse me?
You see, he said, is it working?
I'll give you more. I don't see any particular hope around the corner on California, and I spent a great deal of time in Texas,
mm-hmm.
Which I like a great deal. Basically, I've been in California since you know, since 1971, I wasn't born there, but I, you know, I came slightly after the conquistadors, and basically, it's a wonderful state. And if you, this is a very important issue about demographics in California. If you came into this market and you bought your first house in 1980, and you have ridden this escalator, you're okay. It's young people, it's people in their 30s and 40s, people I was just talking about, who can't afford to be here. So, you know, every time I have a meeting now, and these are with fairly successful people, they always talk about, just had a meeting over at the Jewish Federation about a project, and, you know, everybody said, you know, my kid's in Nashville, another kid's in Atlanta, because people can't afford to, the next generation can't afford to be here. But those of us, and I won't include Larry in this group, but those of us who have been here for, you know, who are older, we've been able to ride it. So it's not so bad for us. We're already established. But when I go to Texas, I have to say that when I speak to a business group, I would say the two things that strike me is the audience is 10 to 15 years younger on average, and much more ethnically diverse in Texas than they are here.
Mm-hmm. Joel, I bought my first home here in L.A. In the mid-'80s, and I've been a homeowner ever since. And you're exactly right. The people that bought homes around that time have ridden up the appreciation, and they're okay. By the way, Joel, I don't have a single friend who lives in L.A. proper as I do who has a kid in middle school or high school in public schools. Not one.
Yeah, no, and actually one of the reasons I've moved to and you know, the caller might not know about the differences, but, you know, we moved to Orange County in large part because I was looking at paying over $200,000 for my youngest daughter's education. I figured I'm paying enough in taxes. At least here, my daughter can go to public school, and that's why people do move.
Joel,
other areas.
Joel Kotkin, as always, thank you very much for taking the time. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. I'm Larry Elder.
You're listening to The Larry Elder Show.
Oh, goodbye. Goodbye.